because you are living in the time that you are living in, a great deal is on your shoulders about something we believe you all mentioned earlier, and that is choice. And why it is so particularly odd now is that some of the things that are out and about in the air, you know, are insane. And some of the things you know will never go anywhere, and some of the things will and will be awful, and you know all of that. And so you must have a place where you can store all of that. But it needs to be away from your energy. Your energy is the one that you need to take care of now. And your walk, even though your walk is not likely to be one where you can see far ahead and predict far ahead, nonetheless, it is important because you are the holders of the light. So on your path, one foot in front of the other is actually the sacred walk. We would like, of course, to be able to have more information about the world and about how the world is moving. But if you move your attention up into the world, it is going to take you away from what is important. And what is important is your path and the way you are on it and what you want to bring to yourself and what you need and what you want to give. And when you see all those things at odds with each other, then selecting where your attention goes gets to be one of the most important gifts you can have now. This does not require denial, but it is as though here is your world that you are focused on. And you must pick what you are looking at in your world. And that does not mean that you may not know about what is going on hither and thither, but you want to be very careful that it does not get in your line of vision. So the things in your line of vision do not appear to be important in comparison, but they actually are. Because the things you are focused on are the things you are carrying. And you are making light for yourself and for the world around you. And you need to be in charge of your focus in order to do that. When someone is mad, and we believe you understand that is what is going on, when you focus on what they are doing, that madness trickles into your line of sight, and that is not a thing that you want for your life or your time or your choice. That lives, but it must live outside of the thing that you are focused on. And of course, the irony is the thing you need to be focused on is you and your connection. But you are not in a time when you can make solid plans, we believe you call them, for the time ahead, because it is too chaotic. So you must make good decisions for your body and for your own line of vision. What you are making important, that is important now. What you are making important. This is a time to use your skills, whatever those skills might be, and to use what you already know to create what you are creating on your path, in your line, without judgment. So we cannot have any of this comparison with, oh, this is so big and awful and dark, and I must respond to that. No, you must not respond to it at all. You must write a song, write a book, paint a picture, do a service that you have been looking forward to doing, because all of that will serve you very well within your line of vision. And everything else must take place outside. And that is the important thing to know for this time. So, if you will begin to open the crown and take in the purple of the high self. So the self is remembering itself and remembering that it is high. Hold that in your body. Breathe in the sun. And hold that light, all of it, in your own realm. And as you breathe in love, exhale fear. And feel a cleansing energy from the earth come into your body and wash each chakra center clean so that each center is free and available to you for your life, in your time, in your realm. And feel that cleansing come up through your body and out through your crown. Now feel your energy begin to rise in your body. Come up through your body. Feel your energy leave your crown and move upward, higher and higher. And feel the sky around you. And see ahead of you that a path is illuminated. Move forward, step on that path. And release the earth and all of the heaviness. And let your path move you upward. Be aware that the air is full of blessing and you are breathing in all that is good for you on your path. And feel the upward movement toward your teacher who waits for you here. And spend this time with your teacher. Thank you. When you've spoken with your teacher, receive your teacher's blessing. And let your teacher give you a gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Thank you, teacher, for being here. And begin to come down the path again. And if you wish to do so, step into the night sky, into the freedom of all of that. And let it make you free where you have not been free before. Return to the path, let the path bring you closer, and when you are in the room, be above those in the room with you, so that as a gift or a service, you may find for them an image, a word, a gift. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.